This next day, Percy is back at Camp Half-Blood, like if nothing had happened. Nico comes to visit him again, and this time he wants to go to Central Park, so they can go in the underworld by Orpheus Passage. Nico says they need music to open it, so Percy calls Grover, and after a few minutes, he is there next to the entrance with them. Percy is relieved to see him, because it has been 2 months that no one had heard from him. And Grover was stunned and suddenly remembered the strange figure and realizes he has met Morpheus, the god of dreams. Then he plays his lyre and the door to the underworld opens. When they get to the gates, a skeleton takes them to Hades' place. Then Hades tells them about Luke coming to Styx and becoming invincible. Then he imprisons Percy even though he had promised he would let him go.